In the presence of men peeing. Right.
In the company of men.
In the company of men. In the company of men.
Cirrhosis of the liver. Liver. We're in the bathroom.
Bathroom. With the echo, with the tiles.
What was the last question?
Came peed in the bathroom.
What the hell is the story?
In the bathroom.
Oh, okay. So I'm a freshman in college, and me and my girlfriend are trying to make this high school relationship work. Okay, so I'm living in this dorm. And so my girlfriend comes over to visit quite often, and...
Matt? Hello, Matt, are you here? I love you so much, I can't stay away from you.
And I have these friends. I live on the fourth floor, and...
Really, I have friends. I'm not a nerd in college.
You're not reenacting me. I'm reenacting me. And so I have these friends who live up on the eighth floor of this dorm.
Whew, I wish we had an elevator.
And for some reason, James Brown is always playing in the background. That's not James Brown, is it? Ow!
Get on the good foot.
Okay, there you go. And so I make friends...
I touched myself. I'm sorry.
And so I make friends with this group of people upstairs on the eighth floor. And she, in turn, comes to make friends with these people also.
You're my friend. You want to be friends with me?
Well, I don't want to be friends with you.
Let's be friends. I love you.
I love you, too.
Ow! Get on the good foot.
And so this goes on for about 4 months where she hangs out with my friends on the eighth floor.
You guys like me better than Matt, don't you? Anyway, he kind of sucks and I'm badass.
But she's not badass.
I'm badass.
Not badass.
I'm badass.
Anyway, sometimes when the two of us are hanging out on the eighth floor, I'm hanging out with a friend of mine, and she's hanging out with someone who's a friend of this friend of mine.
My name's Matt, and I'm leaving out a lot of names and details because I don't want to incriminate myself.
Okay, fine. The friend who I am hanging out with.
I'm hanging out with a friend of mine, and maybe I have friends. I swear I do. I'm hanging out with a friend of a friend of mine, and she's hanging out with a friend of a friend of a friend of mine.
Okay, so my friend's name is Michelle. We'll go with that. Okay.
Hi, Michelle. I'm a good friend of Matt's.
And so I'll be hanging out with her, and my girlfriend will be hanging out across the hall at this gentleman friend's... A dorm room, I guess you call it. Her name is...
Hey, I'm a friend of...
I'm just friends. We're just friends. We're just cool. We're just chilling.
His name is Josh.
My name is Josh.
So they hang out quite a bit.
What's up? You going to hang out with Matt? Why don't you come and hang out with me?
That's kind of how it goes.
Hey, Matt, has been hanging out over here all night. You got a toothbrush you can borrow this morning?
Her toothbrush is down in my room, Josh.
I'll just send it down to you. I'll go get that for her. That's cool.
Here's my keys.
Ouch.
Ouch. Okay, so she spends a lot of time with this.
Got really unfunny all of a sudden.
Yeah, so see, this is a turning point, as Daniel's Wordling would call it. So this goes on for a couple of months. And of course, I'm oblivious to it because they're just hanging out. And I'm like...
We're just friends, Matt. We're just friends.
Across the hall, and...
We're just friends. And whatever happened to that other girlfriend of yours who you're just hanging out with?
Yeah. Well, we're still hanging out.
But you're not acting on it, are you? And now you regret that.
No, I don't regret that. I mean...
You don't regret not hooking up with your other friend?
No, there was... No. It wasn't like that.
Okay.
We just played video games together. Honestly, we played Crash Bandicoot.
This is where the story just got awesome again.
It was kind of a synergy of Sonic the Hedgehog and Super Mario Brothers.
There was never any tension between us. We just played the game. Sometimes his leg would brush my arm. My buttons would... But sometimes it'd be a little warm, and I'd press my buttons extra hard, and he'd look over at me, and I'd look over at him.
This is where my girlfriend breaks up with me.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm playing video games.
I don't see her for about a week and a half. Of course, in about a week and a half, I begin to wonder, where is my girlfriend?
Matt, how you doing, man? You got some milk I can borrow? We're making coffee. I need a little extra cream.
And one day, I find this note under my door.
Dear Matt, the last 6 months have been the best 6 months of my life. I love you so much. It's all about me. It's not you.
It was nothing like that, actually. It was basically about how much I sucked. And
Dear Matt, I can't say this. Fuck her.
It didn't explicitly say that she was, like, leaving me for this guy, Josh, who, by the way, turns out to be a complete asshole.
Like you had any doubts about me?
It's quite a line forming at the sink here. So,
I really want to know.
Where the fuck have you been? You've been gone all night, and here you are, fucking cowering in the men's room.
It's okay.
Loose in the men's bathroom, and they freaked out the guy in the Cubs hat.
Is there anything we could do to like make people a little bit more uncomfortable in this room?
We could all like take a break.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, whip it out.
What does it all mean?
What does it all mean? Well, I don't know. There's a lot more in between where, like...
You sound like you belong to the lady here.
Where, like, I confront her and she punches me and...
Wait, whoa.
Yeah. She punched you?
She punched me.
Where?
Right about there.
Ouch. Wow. Did you get that sound?
Do it again.
That's... Oh! God, that hurt.
I'm not making a mistake. I really did mean to punch you.
The punch was not a mistake. She obviously meant to punch me.
She felt it.
She felt the punch.
It's hard not to feel a punch.
You felt it more than I did.
I did feel it more than I...
There. Allow myself to introduce myself.
I did feel it more than I did. Damn it, I still screwed that up.
All right, but what happened after she punched you?
She got in the elevator and she left. And I didn't see her again for about 2 years.
And how did it make you feel?
That was a question for the women's room. It really was.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be at this point?
What the
fuck? I was like, I saw Nick go in the bathroom.
You know what's happening? Because you were turning around, that there's this whole
one
concept.
Second.
No, young Vanderkolk, look me in the eye.
I'm looking you in the eye.
There is this whole shtick that, like, men say women talk in the bathroom. And you were here at, like, not only talking in the bathroom, but you, like, what, like,
recording
your fucking life story, sob stories in the bathroom. I mean, you're blowing my mind. Women talk in the bathroom, men do not talk in the bathroom.
Right. What sort of sob stories have been revealed in this bathroom?
I did not see actual tears.
Matt Largy, have you been revealing sob stories?
I'm trying to contain my tears. My tears.
I think you gotta finish your story.
This is truly the never-ending story.
Can we finish your never-ending story?
Is there more to the story that needs to be told?
Is there more to the story?
I don't even know what it was.
Well, eventually my ex-girlfriend ends up getting pregnant.
Okay, your girlfriend is pregnant. You have knocked your girlfriend up.
No.
She is knocked up. And give me the rest of the story.
This is my ex-girlfriend.
Okay, she's knocked up and you leave her?
No, she left me.
She's knocked up and she left you. I have the opportunity for a father for my child, and I ain't taking it. That's
not good.
I'm not the baby daddy.
You're not?
I'm not the baby daddy.
Did you think you were?
No, I had no. I hadn't had sex with her in 2 years when she got pregnant.
Oh,
okay?
Well, that makes it tough. Okay, but what's the story?
I kind of feel like letting this go.
No, but what's the point of this story? No, what's the point of this story? Why were you telling this story? Give me why. Why are you questioning him about this story? What did you love? What are you saying?
Because he was traumatized. It was a defining moment in Matt Largy's life.
Why are you telling this?
It was defining.
How so? Well, how did it define you? You wear Reese's shirts now?
Yes. Before this, I never wore anything with a logo.
I think the story is officially over now.
I think the story is officially over. I know it has an
ending. So what was your reaction to her pregnancy?
You know,
it was intense, I think.
It was kind of like a Gregorian chant, what was going on in my head.